One of the things that I enjoy from time to time is being challenged by thoughts that perhaps we've overlooked, and sometimes there are good applications to things that we take as the ready answer, but we sometimes maybe fail to apply things to ourselves as well. I had the opportunity recently to look through the parable of the sower, as maybe we want to call it, the parable of the seeds. And I think rightfully so, we oftentimes think about this parable and we think about those that are lost. And we think about those that are in the world, and we think and understand there are those we're going to talk to who aren't going to allow the seed, the Word of God, to penetrate their hearts. There are those who are going to quickly fall away when they suffer from persecution. There are those who are going to fall away because they get distracted by the things of the world. And there are those who are going to receive the Word and they're going to continue on faithfully in their lives. But I'm not sure that that's the only thing we need to think about when we think about the sower. I think there's a great warning there to Christians. Jesus, of course, speaking to those who would be His disciples. And it's a reminder, hopefully maybe a challenge to us, to ask ourselves from time to time, who am I and where do I fit in? Well, what is my heart? Not just what is the heart of others, but first look at myself. So what is my heart? That as you look through these accounts, there's something that perhaps maybe I had missed. It jumped out at me when I had the opportunity to look at it. And you'll find these accounts, Matthew chapter 13, Mark chapter 4, and Luke chapter 8. And there are some time elements that I think those writers threw in that I don't think are necessarily insignificant. Because you think about the parable as Jesus is giving it, and I'll try to quickly reference different chapters there, but primarily in Matthew, and you think about Jesus and His explanation, Matthew 13 and verse 19, one hears the word of the kingdom, understandeth it not, and cometh the wicked one, and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received the seed that was by the wayside, that which could not penetrate. The writers of Mark and Luke will use the words or the ideas of immediately, Mark chapter 4 and verse 15. This is something that appears to be done very quickly. There's no time for it to penetrate. There's no time for it to take root. There's no time that it's even given thought or any application to one's life. And so it's quickly removed. But then you go one step further. You go back to Matthew chapter 13, and now in verse 20, the stony soil. Well, this is the one that hears the word, and he with joy receives it. Seemingly even quickly is ready to listen to the word of God. I believe once you get to this soil, all of the rest of them receive or receptive to the gospel, perhaps even into the sense of obedience to the gospel. He has received it with joy, but notice verse 21, he has no root in himself. And here's that time element. He endureth for a while. But then tribulation or persecution arises. And because of the word, by and by he is offended. Again, consider Mark. And Mark chapter 4 and verse 16, the stony soil here. They have received the word, with immediately receive it with gladness. Verse 17, no root in themselves. Notice he says, they endure for a time, but afterward they're going to be offended. These, again, are those who because of persecution, because of the hardships, maybe because of ridicule of those that are around them in their lives, they're going to fall away. But again, notice that time element. This endured for a while. This lasted for a while before that one would fall away. There was some effect that the gospel had within their lives. Now, consider the thorny soil. Matthew 13, verse 22, he that receives seed among the thorns, he that heareth the word, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Again, maybe consider Mark. This is the one who is going to tell us here. Verse 19, the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. Luke's going to use a term in Luke chapter 8, in verse 14, And he simply says at the end of that verse that he brings forth no fruit to perfection. That gives me the image of one who had started. Perhaps the blossom is there. Perhaps it had begun to even spring forth with that fruit, but in that time, while it had lasted a little longer, it had slowly allowed things to take the place of the Word of God in his heart. He had allowed the cares and the concerns and the riches and so many things that distract us in this life to creep in. And so that process had continued further. He had allowed that fruit to begin to develop, but now that time, he falls away. And of course, then the good soil. The good soil is that which is going to go forth and bring forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. But here's the challenge I believe that sets forth for us. Is it just because one has been receptive to the gospel doesn't mean it's going to continue. We have to continue watching ourselves. We have to continue evaluating our hearts and asking ourselves, where am I at? I can allow even years later for persecutions to begin bothering me and the tribulations of life to begin bothering me. I can let slowly over time in my life other cares and concerns creep in and perhaps even unnoticed by myself at first. And slowly and slowly I have less time to study the Word of God. Slowly and slowly I have less time to fellowship with my brothers and sisters, to be encouraged to worship God. And so begin to fall away. And that's simply that challenge that I lay before us tonight. What is our heart? Where are we at? Are we still evaluating it to be cautious that I don't become like that stony soil? Like that thorny soil? That I continue cultivating a good heart to be receptive to the Word of God. Again, that's the scary picture to me, that I believe all three of those soils obeyed the gospel, but two would fall away. Where are we at? We can fall away as well if we don't continue to watch our hearts. And so we ask ourselves, where do you fit in that picture? Not where everyone else is, but where am I? And so it might be that there is one who recognizes, I'm outside of the body of Christ. I've not obeyed the gospel. I've maybe up to this point have been that wayside soil. I haven't wanted to listen or be receptive. But I know we have those who love to sit down, study the Word of God with you, study to see those things that are needful and necessary to be obedient to the gospel. That you might have the joy that first century Christians did when they were baptized, immersed in water for the remission of their sins. Rise again as a new creature, and the Lord added them to the church, as we have that beautiful picture in Acts chapter 2. That's what they did in the first century. It's the same thing we can do today and have the same joy. Maybe there's one who has been putting that off. So I know what I need to do, I just haven't done it. Now is it a wonderful opportunity. Maybe there's one who, as we're honest with ourselves and we examine our heart, we examine our lives, we recognize the shortcomings that we have, or maybe the things we've allowed to creep in and begin to take precedent. Perhaps it is that you can correct that in your life. Determine from this point forward, I'm going to continue watching myself more closely. And maybe it is that you need the prayers and encouragement of this great family that I know will surround you in prayers, uplift you, and encourage you in every way that they can. That invitation is open before us tonight. If you're receptive to it, would you let us know? Together we stand as we sing.